We're going to Roscommon finally, and the end of an era in the county town. Paddy Joe Burke, Roscommon GAA superfan and barber on Church Street, closing his shop after 52 years in business. Paddy Joe, good morning.
Gavin, good morning, and thank you so much for having me on your programme. Delighted to talk to you, Gavin, on this great day.
52 years and all done. Was it fun?
We had fun. We had the full mixed grill, Gavin. We had a bit of everything. We had the great days, we had the good days, and oh my God, it was fun. What a wonderful journey. It was a rambling house as well as a barber shop. And Gavin, I was conscious of talking to you now, and I was just thinking coming up the road. In that time, I seen it's a great GAA house, and I seen Roscommon win 11 Connacht titles. We won an All-Ireland Minor title and an All-Ireland Junior and an All-Ireland Under-21. Our seniors was beaten by the greatest Kerry team of all time by 3 points. We won a National League. And all the cups came to the barber shop, Gavin.
Tell us about some of the people, some of the men that you got to know well over the years.
Well, you know, I was just talking there to Katie earlier, and I was just saying, one of the greatest barbershop stories, I think, in the 52 years. We had, Joe was from Newtown Castle, Longford, and we were talking, having a conversation, and this other man came in and sat down, and we said hello to him. And we started talking about Shane Walsh and David Clifford. And we were saying which of them was the best. Now, it was a very difficult conversation to pick one from the other. But he said to me, did you ever meet Shane Walsh? And I said, no. God, I said, I'd love to meet him. Because I said, he's an outstanding footballer and he breaks no one's teeth and he doesn't get red cards. And this man, the man that was in the background, Gavin, walked over to the back of the chair. And he said, do you know who that man is? I really didn't know who he was talking about because I was engrossed with Joe on the chair. He said, that's my son. And Joe jumped out of the chair and he said, are you Shane Walsh's father? And he said, I am. And I said, what's your first name? And he said, Jerry. God, I said, Jerry, I am delighted to meet you. And then Gavin, Jerry said, I'm in a barber shop I was never in my life. I'm in a different county. And the barber is talking to the man in the chair and the man in the chair is talking to the barber. And the lovely things you're saying about my son. What a story, Gavin.
The man whose last haircut was also the first man whose hair you cut. Why are you leaving now, Paddy Joe? Why now?
Well, I'm 52 years doing the greatest job in the world, in the greatest city in the world, in the town that I absolutely love. I just think it's time. I want to do a bit. I want to have a bit of downtime. I didn't want to wait, Gavin, to be Ireland's oldest barber. I have seen so many people staying on too long. I'm only 39 in mentally. I'm hale and hearty. I want to get out there and have a bit of fun and do the things that I could never do. You know, when you're self-employed, it's very hard to have downtime or take time. We tend to work longer hours than ordinary people. And I did that. I did all of that as well. And I'm so looking forward now to getting away and doing the things I never had a chance to do. I want to do everything, Gavin, and do nothing.
Well, listen, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Hopefully there'll be a senior All-Ireland in Roscommon someday. Paddy Joe Burke.
Well, it's the only one.
It's the only one left.
I said, Gavin, if that happens, I come back and open someplace in Roscommon and let them in for that day.
Paddy Joe Burke, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Lovely talking to you, Gavin. God bless. Thanks very much.